Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. Copyright Burlington Books 2001.
Chapter 1. Tom Sawyer Has a Plan. My name is Huckleberry Finn. You don't know about me, unless you read a book called The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mr. Mark Twain. That story was mostly true, apart from a few lies. There were a lot of adventures in that book. There are always plenty of adventures when Tom Sawyer and I are together. Tom is an expert at having adventures. One of the best adventures in that book was the time Tom and I saw Injun Joe kill Dr. Robinson. Injun Joe and Dr. Robinson were local robbers who stole thousands of dollars. We told Judge Thatcher, the town judge, what Injun Joe did. But Injun Joe was fast. He escaped with the money. Then Tom and Becky Thatcher, Judge Thatcher's daughter, got lost in the caves by the river. While they were down there, they heard Injun Joe hiding his treasure. When Tom and Becky were rescued, Judge Thatcher closed the caves with a big iron gate, and Injun Joe starved to death inside. The book finishes when Tom and I go back to the caves and find the money that Injun Joe hid. There was over $12,000. Tom and I became rich because Judge Thatcher let us keep the money as a reward. So, you all know who I am. Now, I can tell you about my most recent adventures. My father was an alcoholic, and my mother died when I was a baby. So Judge Thatcher looked after my money, and the Widow Douglas looked after me. The Widow Douglas tried to be kind to me, but there were always too many rules for me to follow. In the evenings, she read to me about Moses and his adventures. I was very excited, until she told me that Moses died a long time ago. I don't care very much about dead people. Her sister, Miss Watson, was always telling me off. She told me all about hell and how bad it was there. I said that I wanted to be there. Miss Watson said it was wicked for me to say that, and she told me that she was going to go to heaven. I asked if she thought that Tom Sawyer would go to heaven. Miss Watson didn't think so, and I was happy, because I wanted Tom to be together with me. One night, when everyone was sleeping, I heard a strange noise. Meow! Meow! I wanted to find out who was making the sound. I climbed out of my bedroom window, slipped down to the ground, and crawled towards the trees. Before long, I found Tom Sawyer waiting for me in the woods. He had a plan for an adventure. Tom wanted to play a trick on Miss Watson's slave, Jim. At first, I thought it was a bad plan because Jim was my friend. He let me smoke his pipe when Miss Watson went out, but I didn't want to say no to Tom. So that night, we went to where Jim was sleeping. We took his hat off his head and hung it on a branch. When Jim woke up, he got scared. He told all the other slaves that witches carried him all over the world while he was sleeping, and they hung his hat on a tree as a sign. The other slaves also got scared when Jim told them the story. No one wore their hat to sleep anymore. The same night, Tom and I met up with Joe Harper and Ben Rogers, and we formed a gang. We all promised never to tell any of the secrets of the gang to anyone. Anyone who told one of our secrets would have his throat cut, his body burned, and his name cursed forever. Joe thought we should kill the family of the boy who told the secret. Tom agreed. But Huck Finn doesn't have a family. What will we do with him? Asked Ben Rogers. He's got a father, said Tom. Yes, but Huck's father is an alcoholic, and no one has seen him for a year or more. They were almost going to rule me out of the gang. How about Miss Watson? You can kill her, I said. Everyone agreed that she was all right.